boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Well, if you're a gamer, boys, listen up. I found a way that you can convince your girly pops, can I not talk about this, to let you play some video games.
I don't want him to be convinced.
You're about to come over here and slap me across the face.
I don't care what you're going to say. Shut it.
Well, my boyfriend, neighbor man, texted me yesterday, I think in their last hour of our show yesterday, that he got my favorite thing. I'm really addicted to Built Bars or Built Puff or whatever they are. Basically, they're like this marshmallow bar. They're high in protein, got some collagen, and they're very low in calories. I'm addicted. He told me my favorite flavor was in, so he got me an entire box.
Nice.
And then later texted me, and he goes, since I'm such a good boyfriend, can I play video games tonight? And I was like, you know what? Yes, you can.
You're weak. You are weak.
I'm like, you know what? You keep buying me things, and you can keep gaming, my brother.
I get the sentiment, but that would only last me like 2 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he could come home with Chick-fil-A. He could come with coffee. I know it's 7 o'clock at night, whatever. You could come home with chocolate, flowers. I'll let you game every night. I'll never see you again.
Well, you might want to lower your voice because he might just take you up on that. Today I woke up to chaos and I don't know who the culprit is. Well, I have two suspects, Romeo and Toulouse, my cats.
Well, I was like, I don't think really Curly's probably up to too much.
Well, hey, I don't know. I don't know what kind of behaviors he's up to before I'm awake. I woke up like really groggy for some reason, and my boyfriend Curly's up getting ready for work before me. And he goes, oh, the cat's knocked over the lamp. I'm like, what? I'm like, I don't have any lamps, I don't think. I do. In the corner of my living room, I have like string hanging lamps. So they're on like command hooks on the ceiling. And then the like wire goes down the corner of the wall. And sometimes they bat at the cords, but they're pretty good about not doing that because we spray them with the water bottle if they do. They knocked one of those fully down off of the ceiling. I don't know how it happened. I don't know how we didn't hear it. And we don't know who did it.
You got, this is why you need security cameras. I'm going to keep convincing,
right.
I'm going to keep convincing you into security cameras. Then you can know.
I know. You
who's
are
the
convincing.
Devil child.
Who's the naughty one that deserves
I mean, if I had to guess, it's definitely Romeo.
It's probably Romeo. But I could be blaming it on him thinking he's naughty all these years.
Mm-hmm.
And with the cameras, I could find out it's loose.
See?
I'm going to the store.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
We talk a lot about our own pets and the crazy things that they do. And one of my favorite things is that Nationwide Insurance, every year they put out the Ham Bone Awards.
Okay.
Where they nominate like the top weirdest ways pets have gotten injured and the claims people are filing with their pet insurance. So the voting is open through Tuesday.
If your pet gets hurt in a weird way, you might get money.
You have to have pet insurance and then I'm sure you file a claim. I don't know. I don't have it. This makes me want to get it, reading all of these weird things that can happen to your pets.
Mm-hmm.
So the voting is open through Tuesday. I don't know what the winner gets. That would be a great question. Like, do they get free insurance for a year?
Yeah.
I feel like they should get something out of it. So I have the top eight that are in the running of the Ham Bone Award that I have a little bit of details for you to share. So if you think things are bad at home with your pets, listen up. First, we have Wash, who is a mutt dog in Tennessee. He got sick because he wouldn't stop eating cicadas.
Oh, my God.
He does.
Also owner, my hero, because I hate cicadas.
Yeah, right? The owner doesn't know how many he ate, but that's all he did every time he went outside.
Oh, my God.
So they had to file a claim for that. Then we have Maddie, who's a bulldog from Virginia that ate a preserved alligator.
What?
Ate a preserved alligator. Apparently, it was, like, in some sort of toxic chemical that the taxidermist used. So the owner took her in because they're like, that's probably not good that she just ate a taxidermied alligator. Good for you, Maddie. Then we have Zaya, who's a dog in California that came nose to nose with a loose bull.
Oh, my God.
While out for a walk. Where are you walking? I don't know.
Okay, then what happened?
Zaya was defending the owner and lost a tooth when the bull kicked him.
Oh, my God.
Ouchie.
That's crazy.
Then we have Hazel, who's a Great Dane.
Wait, but did the owner get away safe?
Okay. Oh, I should mention all of these animals have fully recovered too. Like, they're all good.
I just wanted to make sure, like, the human, like, the dog protected them.
I don't care about the human. The dog's fine. Hazel is a Great Dane St. Bernard mix in New Jersey that picked a fight with a groundhog and lost. She got a bite on her paw that sent her to the vet because who knows if that groundhog had rabies
or something.
We have Salem, who is the only cat in the top eight, which makes me want to cheer for Salem. Her owner in New York couldn't find one of their AirPods and thought she ate it. So they went to the vet. The AirPod still hasn't turned up, but she's doing okay. So even if it's in there, it's okay. Foxtrot is a Great Dane in Texas that stole a full turkey leg from her owner on Thanksgiving and swallowed it whole. So they had to get the bone removed.
Oh, my.
And then Duke is a lab retriever mix in Ohio that licked some peanut butter off a spatula and ended up swallowing the entire head of the spatula.
I was going to say for a second there, I'm like, peanut butter's fine. And then, yeah.
The spatula?
Not
so much.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Kaler.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I think the hardest days in a relationship is when your partner is having a bad day and you're like, okay, I just got to do what I can to be there for them.
That's me every day.
And make their life easier. Oh, you're the one that's always having a bad
yes.
day?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's not me today. My boyfriend, Curly, got some bummer news this morning. Basically, he needs a new car.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
I thought he had a nice one.
He does. It's fairly old. Like 10 years old, and there is like 300,000 miles on this thing.
Jeez.
It's been driven all over the place. And, it's like one of those situations where it's going to start being like, you got to stop putting money into it to fix stuff.
Yeah.
Cause it's not worth it anymore. Mm-hmm. So he called me, which always scares me when he like first gets to work. Cause I'm like, what's wrong? And he's like, yeah, sounds like I need to start seriously looking for a new car. And I'm like, okay, I can tell he's not excited about that because he just replaced his side mirror and that wasn't cheap. So I feel like this will be really interesting, though, because I've never seen him have to, like, make a decision like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Getting a new car is a big decision. He's pretty picky about cars for not being a car guy. That I think this is going to be interesting to say the least.
Okay, you're talking to someone who knows nothing about cars. What
Me
route
too.
Do you think he's going to go?
What do you mean?
Like, what type of car, if you were to guess, that he would go for?
I think he has said that he wants something a little bit bigger because he has, like, a car.
He's preparing for a family.
Oh, God. No, because I know that that's not going to happen. I'm like, who's? Who's coming over?
My boyfriend, neighbor man, doesn't know this, but I almost wrecked his car yesterday.
Are you sure you want to say this in this situation?
I feel like it's safer if I say it here than in person. Not that he would do anything. It was the crappy car, okay? It needs to go anyways.
Uh-huh.
But I get home last night, and he had parked before me, and he still has the grill out. He hasn't put the grill away, so the grill is in the middle of the driveway. So I had to park more towards the end of the driveway. And more towards the end of the driveway is a hill, okay? Mm-hmm. So he's parked there first. I pull in and I park. And I was like, oh, I got to put the emergency brake on just, you know, in case something were to happen. And I'm kind of on a hill, okay? So I put the emergency brake on, turn the car off. Next thing I know, we're going backwards. I was like, wee, what's happening?
Oh, my God.
I never put it in park.
And you shut the car off?
I did.
How does that even happen?
I think my brain was like, oh, I put the emergency brake on. And I think my brain was like, that's it. No, no, no. You also got to put it in park. I'm also shocked. Why did it move with the emergency brake on?
I have a lot of questions.
But I don't know cars, so maybe you can still. But it started rolling back, almost went into the street. Uh-huh. He don't know that, though.
Okay, so what do we need to do to prevent this from happening again?
I know I'm going to still do it. I'm not. Okay, no. Don't even say that to me, because the amount of times that we will go somewhere, like the store or something, and we'll go into our parking spot, and then he just shuts the car off. And that's the nice car, and he doesn't ever put it in park. So if anything, I've learned it from him.
What's wrong with both of you, honestly?
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
That was not good.
Did you just whack yourself? Is your eyeball okay? Let me just paint a picture for you. She's looking out the window, doing the Taylor window update, turns around, bump right into the eyeball goes her microphone.
It's actually my eyelashes, which is really upsetting because they are curled nicely today.
Not anymore.
What? I don't even know what I was going to say anymore.
Can you even see to tell
us? I just concussed myself, I think.
Taylor window update is a very serious job, okay?
Do not try this at home. It's very serious.
She wears a hard hat when she does it.
Yeah, you'd never know. You would never, ever know. Destiny got us into it again by opening her big mouth.
I can't stop.
You've got us involved in sports.
Yes. Here's the thing. I've always wanted to make my debut on 1600 ESPN.
Yeah, which is down the hall from us. It's our brother station.
I always tell them, when you need me, I'll talk cheerleading.
Right. It hasn't happened yet, though, unfortunately.
So I got us something better.
Mm-hmm.
Remodeling their studio.
Okay, I love that you keep saying remodeling, by the way, as if we're doing any sort of like actual physical labor.
If they let me take a wall down, I would, but
no, I don't think
OSHA violation, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure that was agreed upon, but what was agreed upon, I guess, was that we can help redecorate.
Add a feminine touch.
Well, this is where we're going to get
in trouble
and not be allowed past our hallway anymore.
Here's the thing is we asked, Spencer, we have on our show a lot, okay, what are the rules, what can we can't do? He didn't really give us the rules. He said, I just want you to use your creativity in here. And so, well, if there's Justin Bieber on the wall in Post Malone, that's not our fault.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is that I got to get a little creative here because he has some memorabilia, some bobbleheads and things that just need to be rearranged and stuff. And I'm not so worried about that. Like, I can display something on a shelf like you wouldn't believe, okay? However, when there's a blank wall in front of me and I have a box full of empty picture frames that I have to fill, I suddenly forget everything I've ever learned about a sport.
Exactly. We are so dumb and so not perfect for this job. Earlier, she's like, okay, what other sport legends can I put in there? Because so far, you have Caitlin Clark in a picture frame.
Yep.
And I walk over there, and you got some dude playing football. I don't know who he is.
It's Niall Kinnick. Who you may know from Kinnick Stadium.
I should have known that one. Oopsies. And then you're like, okay, what other sports legend? I'm like, you're asking the wrong girl. I didn't even know who that guy was. So I said, I don't know. That one dude who is iconic in wrestling, and they name wrestling meets after him.
Which is Dan Gable. I'm actually kind of proud of you for that
Thank
one.
You.
And I think Spencer will be proud to know that you came up with that.
I don't know I couldn't tell you his name. I just knew he was a legend in wrestling. After that, I don't know any other legends. Did I give you any other better advice?
No, you didn't. Oh, you said the baseball player who has a candy bar named after him.
Yeah, that one. Who is it?
Babe Ruth.
Thank you. How long ago was that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Is there anybody? Wait, the guy who was a St. Louis Cardinals one, the Yachty something. I think I know him.
I don't.
I just know he was a legend, okay?
I don't know.
My sister tells me about it all the time.
Yeah.
After that, I couldn't tell you. I only know Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. That's it. Oh, and my love, TJ Hawkinson.
Should we? Idea. Prank. Okay.
Prank alert. We only put Taylor Swift in
there. Prank alert. Taylor Swift.
Oh my God. What? Okay. No, hold on. That's genius. What if we do put Taylor Swift everywhere? Well, but we put her in jerseys.
Okay. Could do that. I'm low-key thinking, though, like, I want to do a nice job, but, like, we got to leave Easter eggs. No. So how do we sneak her in?
I've got it. Remember the Trending with Taylor story you did, I think it was last week, where you were telling us, like, people we should look for this season because they're, like, practically celebrities, a.k.a. they're dating other people.
Yeah.
Let's put Simone Biles in there because she's dating a football dude.
Normani.
Normani. Taylor Swift. Who else is dating?
Alex Earl.
Yes. We just put them in.
Oh, he is seriously going to regret ever having this conversation. You know, sometimes when your partner is like trying to say something sweet and nice to you, but you're like, oh, that actually like kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. Maybe I'm being sensitive.
Or they're like joking, but you are not in the joking mood for the day.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So my boyfriend Curly last night told me I looked like an egg.
Okay, that is not even funny, no matter what. Well, I only say that's not funny because you will wear your hair back in a ponytail and we'll shoot a TikTok or something and or we'll do a photo or whatever and you'll be like, oh my God, I got an egg head or whatever. So I would know not to say that to you because I've heard you say that 1,000 times.
My girl gets me. Here's the thing is, yeah, I get
your forehead out.
What do you mean, was it out? Is it huge? Now I'm getting all self-conscious.
No. That's when your hair is pulled back in a ponytail.
Yes.
Is when you call yourself an egghead.
Yes.
And so I was wondering, is that what you look like last night?
It is, because I got home from my dance class and I was like just like sweating, gross, and I just pulled my hair up, slicked it back because it was dirty. I hadn't washed it.
I did wash it after, though.
I slicked it back up into a bun, and I like went over and was sitting with him on the couch before I took a shower, and he goes, oh, you just look like an egg. And I go, well, that's not very nice. Take it back.
Did he?
No. He said, well, God. I meant like a cute egg. And I'm we're not doing this.
No. And here's the thing. I hate to say this, but I think, you know, if that's how you feel, maybe that's how other people see it. I have never saw you as an egg.
I was telling myself that it was the angle that I was like sitting above.
I don't think
him.
So. When you say that, I think you look perfectly fine.
But you
fine.
Just said it. So now I have an egg.
I say maybe it's true, but I would never say that about you.
That doesn't mean you don't mean it.
What? I did not call you an egg. He did. Remember that. I'm on the good side here.
No, I don't think you are at all.
The real question the last, like, what, 2 weeks is Destiny's dog having a baby? Well, it would be more like 5 or 6
a
litter of babies. We have this, like, sneaky suspicion that we think our dog, Evie, is pregnant. Just the way that she's been, all the things we looked it up, we were, like, asking Google, we're asking ChatGPT, we're like, is she pregnant? Boom, 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 bam. She's hitting all the dots. However, she's also hitting the same dots for a false pregnancy as well.
Yeah.
We took her to the vet today. And the answer is, if she's having a baby or two.
No!
She's not preggers. And I'm so mad.
So what
I'm
is
so
it?
So sad.
She's having like a phantom.
Pregnancy.
Yeah. Oh, it's God, that's sad.
It can happen like after heat. Where they think they're pregnant and they're in fact not. So they'll act like they are.
Uh-huh.
So she's just having a false pregnancy.
I've seen that on TikTok.
That's so sad.
It's so sad because then they like, you give them like a stuffed animal and then they try to like nurse the stuffed animal. And oh my God, it's the saddest thing. So now what?
Well, I think we're going to get her fixed. And I'm sad.
Well, my God, you're just twisting the knife.
I was
ready to be an aunt.
I was too. I wanted babies like you wouldn't believe. I was like, I want babies. We need babies. And then there's nothing. And I'm very sad.
Mm.
I don't know. I don't know if we are, but I'm sure that's a talk that we're going to have tonight. And I'm very sad. I wanted puppies.
I wanted to have a puppy shower.
I know. That would have been so cool. Well, maybe next time. I don't know.
Well, it sounds like there is no next
Well, maybe
time.
I could get another dog.
Well, I suppose that's an option.
You know how many times your ex would like call and text you and you're like, are you obsessed with me?
Yikes.
I think my dentist office is obsessed with me.
Okay. Let's talk about it because I don't want you to get a big head for no reason here.
Okay. They have texted me 3 times today and has called me twice.
Because
I have an appointment tomorrow. And it was like, first it was, can you confirm? And then after the 3 text messages, I said yes. And then it was, well, can we change your time?
Mm.
It was like, oh, okay. I guess. Yeah, sure. Why not? I don't know. for like 2 hours earlier. They want me to go at 8 in the morning.
And that's a no go.
Well, I don't know. They've called me twice now to let me confirm and still texting me.
Well, my God, why don't you just answer? They're going to keep punishing you and putting you earlier and earlier.
Next, I want to be in a group chat or something.
It's going to be a 3 a.m. dentist appointment. This is your fault. You should stop ignoring them.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Obviously, we all know the queen, Taylor Swift, really started the whole trend of re-recording music.
Yeah.
Obviously, because it was a bad situation and she didn't own it. Now that story has a happy ending to it and a nice bow. And it sounds like she's still going to re-release some of her music, yeah, which is awesome. But now it might be inspiring other people.
I know Kesha is.
Yes. Again, unfortunate situation, yeah, where she like legally wants to do it. But somebody that's interested in doing it for funsies, I would say, is Selena Gomez wants to re-record Who Says. Iconic. I can think of Little Me with Braces screaming in the mirror.
Yeah.
Who says I'm not pretty? You know what I mean? So obviously nothing wrong with the song, except that she's like, it's so high, I could never perform that on stage now because, she's singing so high. She'd love to redo it and sound mature and come from it from a perspective of like now living so much,
yes,
life and so many relationships and hardships. That she's like, I think it would sound like a completely different song and really resonate with my fans.
I need this now.
I need this studio yesterday.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 3:10 and 5:10 on Z102.9.
Well, the name I never want to be called is Needy.
Oh, I can think of like 6 other names I'd rather not be called than that.
But I got called needy last night, and honestly, it's been affecting me a lot.
Oh.
My boyfriend, Neyman, told me last night, you're being very needy. I thought he was just saying that. So then I was like, well, but am I a needy person? And he goes, yes.
Why would you ask that?
I don't know, because I felt like getting my feelings hurt. I don't want to be a needy person. Nobody wants that title on them.
But you know you are, right?
Unfortunately, yes, I do know I am.
What if we just change the name?
How can we disguise it?
Aggressively available.
I like that.
Let's run with that.
I'm aggressively
always.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Well, there's a lot of people who are calling out of work with excuses, and that is what we're going to talk about for tonight's trivia question. But nobody is working. That's what it is.
Oh, because they're all being fakers?
Uh-huh. Tonight's trivia question. 11% of people have used this excuse to not go into work. I'm like, let me think of all the excuses I never hear.
11%? That's not that many people, so it's got to be something dubious.
I know.
Maybe not. I don't know. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
11% of people have used this excuse to not go into work. What is it? How many bosses do you think are listening like, I'm going to catch them now?
Oh, yeah, they're going to know. Like, this next time.
It ain't real.
You're lying. You can text in your guest. Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Sometimes when your coworker calls out of work, you wonder, was that actually real? Or are they faking it?
I try not to think that because I don't want people to think that about me.
See, that's my thing, is I think everybody thinks that about me all the freaking time. I'm very, very sensitive about it.
I always am like, am I actually sick? You know what I mean? Like, do I sound sick? Because if I don't sound sick, they're not going to think that I'm actually sick, and then they're going to think I'm faking it because I just want to stay home and watch Netflix.
That's why I hate calling in. I'm like, I don't think I sound sick, but truly, I'm like on my deathbed here. Should I cough on the phone? But then if I cough on the phone, does that sound fake?
Yeah, that sniffle sounded fake.
Uh-huh.
It's just terrible.
Well, tonight's trivia question is about the fakers. 11% of people have used this excuse to not go into work. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 2241 said, can't find my car keys.
Well, that's really truly an everyday thing for me.
I feel that's like you can only get away with that once.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like, okay, get your life together.
Seriously. Put an Apple little, what's the circle thing?
An AirTag.
Yeah, on them.
Yeah.
8657 said, a dead relative or funeral or their pet got into something and has to go to the vet. Dude,
that's a lot.
I hate using, I have like, I use that more for a school excuse. I think I, in school, I called out for all the stupidest things. And like one time we faked a death of somebody.
You killed someone off.
I asked my mom to. Mm. She did it. I regret that to this day.
It's bad karma. Don't do that anymore. Deb said, my car is broken / won't start. Been there. You know what?
And then you got like a Mercedes Benz. Like, I don't believe that.
I
just kidding.
No, but you know what? I got away with it many, well, because I never made it up, but it sounded, I got
your car
point,
was believable.
It sounded like I was making stuff up. Oh, hey, I can't come in because the bottom of my car fell off and my dad's on the way to zip tie it back together.
Yep, that was legit.
Then there was another time I was late because a cat got into the front of my car and I couldn't start my car.
I do remember that one.
Yeah. Those are the two that just come to mind.
And a tree fell on her car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was another one. Yeah, shoot. Stuck at a gas station. Yeah.
All were believable from her.
And they were real.
11% of people have used this excuse to not go into work. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in two songs.
Do you think there's anybody listening right now? Like, come on, can you get to the freaking answer already? Because I'm going to use this as an excuse tomorrow.
Like, let's kick off the weekend a little early.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Tonight's trivia question. 11% of people have used this excuse to not go into work. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
11% of people have used the excuse that they are waiting for the cable guy, and that is why they cannot go into work. I just got things to say.
Well, okay, I think the equivalent to that would be the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Because who's getting cable
right,
these days?
Right, exactly.
Or like, I'm waiting for YouTube TV to download. I don't know.
No, 100%. The internet one is very believable. Or I'm waiting for
Furniture delivery. Oh, yeah.
We're helping you have a better excuse.
Oh. Well, I'm like, filing this way.
Don't you dare. If I hear you say you're waiting for the internet guy.
I don't know. I might need a new couch on Friday.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.